Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information. Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook. We will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Blag the Ripper, I have returned, Mike Routier, to bring the people Radio Like You Want.
Every episode just keeps getting better than the next, Blag, and this one, we've outdone ourselves twofold.
Indeed we have. We've gone across the pond to a punk rock legend.
This guy, he jump-started a whole subgenre there, the anarcho-punk movement.
That's
almost
right.
Single-handedly, with him and his band of wild hippie people.
Next time you see somebody with a goat haircut begging for change, you know who to blame. It's Steve Ignorant, and we talked to him for hours and hours on end. We've distilled the most wonderful bits down on this show. We're playing all kinds of stuff from Crass and from the Crass subgenre of bands. Mike, you've outdone yourself this week. It's insane.
As always. Yeah, it's a real honor to have Steve Ignorant on here. He's going to be hitting the U.S. with his tour, Steve Ignorant's Last Supper. Going to be playing Crass tunes for the very last time. So if you guys want to get out there and see Steve perform some Crass tunes, this is your one and only opportunity to do so. It's heading 3 weeks in March. Check the website for dates.
Of course, we also got some of our regular features, the Estrogen OD, the ladylike sound of Radio Like You Want. We got
It Came From the Garage.
Oh, boy.
And we're trotting all over the globe. Another one sent out by our favorite listener, Gilbar. What's his name?
We don't even know him, but he's our favorite listener.
Gilberto Humar. There he is. That's right.
He sends us all the craziest shit from all over the
globe. He's out doing La Plebe, even. Stepping it way, way up. So we got another classic from him all the way from Algeria, no less.
I'm telling you what. This is a wild and wacky time. I'm so ready to do this, Mike. It's all about radio.
Like you want. Here's Rudimentary Peni getting this thing started off.
Misery of the spirit, which is betrayed in the set of a face, there are no statistics.
It is not those who can inflict the most, but those that can suffer the most who will conquer.
Words don't mean anything in this word factory. Replace the ideas. What's your excuses on the wall? Devaluated words blown up to me sorrow.
Genuinely believe that they can hold and protect their children.
The whole family needs them. It's the same every Sunday. The same game.
How many more lives will be taken and crushed out? How many more minds will be shattered, destroyed by what they've been taught? Can't you see what's all around you? All the times you've got been touching lies, can't you still follow? Yes! See all they promote is lies. If you want the truth of freedom, you must know the price you will pay. And still, it all goes on around us. Our government supplies military aid to another, promotes racism, supplies drugs to people in the world to keep them happy. And most of us just sit back and suck it all up. Can't you see the system's just a game? They all know it, and they all still play it. Smash it up! This is no game! This is your life! The price you have to pay may hurt you more and more each day, but tomorrow the suffering will have gone, and those of us left must remain strong. It's a price, a price that just has to be paid. Paid, paid. Everything this society breeds: fascism, sexism, racism must end.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Heading all the way to Algeria this trip. Gilberto Hilmar set us up with this one. Blag, what are we hearing?
Oh, man, they are in the streets in Algeria, and I think it's for this band, Democratia, with their song Madrasit Lelak. It means something like democracy, a bunch of shit. Hey, they're out in the streets in Algeria. We love you. We're in solidarity here on radio.
Like you want.
Give up the ball, let's do it again. Give up the ball.
All right, that's the Subhumans with the outro to Word Factory. We heard Word Factory last set. Before that, Democratia, all the way from Algeria, where they are out in the streets, Mike, and they're doing Madrasat Lelak from their
well, what album was that on?
Oh, man, it's a disaster. Before that, we heard Propagandhi. They're doing a Code of Honor cover. It's called What Price Will You Pay? And, of course, before that, Rudimentary Peni. These cats were from the Crass Camp, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's from their first EP that came out, the self-titled one. Their second one called Farce came out on the Crass label.
There you go. And this one was called Teenage Time Killer from Rudimentary Peni.
Such a classic.
I'm telling you what,
bunch
man.
Bunch of anarcho-inspired bands there, all inspired by Crass. Of course, Subhumans got their start from a band called Flux of Pink Indians that were also helped out by Crass. And Propagandhi and Code of Honor, to North American bands that were heavily influenced by the political messages that Crass was putting out there. So you got a 2-for-1 shot with Propagandhi to cover their Code of Honor.
Mike Ruthier put this one together this week, folks. He is the expert on Crass and all things Crass. I had been sleeping. Where was I, Mike? I blew it on these guys. I never even knew what was up.
Well, here's your chance to learn all about it, because we got Steve Ignorant, the lead male vocal of Crass, coming on up. He's going to give us a little history about the band and tell us about his new tour. He's got Steve Ignorant's Last Supper. He's playing a whole bunch of Crass tunes, one and one time only. This is a chance to get out there and hear it. So
I got to warn you, I tried to get this guy to say dirty things or to make fun of people. It was very difficult. He was a sweetheart.
He's a nice guy, and perhaps that's his biggest flaw.
That's right. But he is returning. He's playing the old Crass material. Get out there. Check him out. Don't sleep on it.
Mother Earth, Stations of the Crass, right here on radio.
Like you want.
security. Then to thy rest, O my soul, and sing in praise the mercy that prolongs thy days.
Mother Earth right there by Crash from Stations of the Crass, and Steve Ignorant hitting the U.S. with his new tour, Steve Ignorant's Last Supper. Steve's joining us now. What's happening, Steve?
Yeah, what's happening now? I'm just enjoying a nice cigarette and a beer and listening to the wind and the rain howling outside.
Perfect. So you're supporting the alcohol and tobacco industries. I love it.
Another big no for Crass.
Nah, guys, reputation's in jeopardy.
I know when I've spoken to people from different bands known for straight edge or their political views, people sometimes don't realize that, you know, you can have your political views, but you also like to have a little fun. What is it that people didn't understand about Crass in back in the day and how you guys were really operating and the real guys involved?
I think because we were able to do it so well, and I think that's due to partly the age of the people that were in Crass. I mean, Penny Rambo was the oldest member, or still is. I mean, he was in his sort of 30s when I was, you know, still in my teens. And with that, I think with that amount of experience, it was a lot easier for certainly the other members in Crass to organise things. And I think when younger people came along and tried to do it as well, they maybe failed in the first attempt. And then would look at Crass and say, well, you know, why can they do it and not us? And I think also maybe it's because, you know, Crass sort of put out a statement about, let's say, anti-war. The next thing you know, you've got five other bands inspired by that and putting out, you know, that message, but even more heavy. And it gets even more hard line. And I think to some extent what happened, certainly with the straight edge thing, was that because a lot of bands were talking about being vegetarian or being vegan, it sort of went on and on. It's like, well, let's really have clean lives and not smoke and drink. The thing that I never really sort of got into with the straight edge thing was, you know, I heard reports of, I don't know if it's true or not, but people being sort of thrown out of gigs or even being physically abused for, you know, having a beer or smoking. So.
Right, yeah, here in the States, that was big. You know, the straight edge guys would beat up their members if they, you know, smoked or drank or fucked anybody. You know, it just seemed a little excessive to me.
Well, yeah, so that's very nicely unfascist, isn't it? So, yeah.
That's the flip side of fascism there.
Doing it, you're knocking down one set of rules and building up another set, you know, so you're no different to the other, to, you know, to the people that you're sort of fighting against, really, in the end.
Do you feel, I mean, it seems to me that a lot of the values held by bands like Crass have really been taken on largely by the mainstream, at least intellectually. People understand why it might be a good idea now to be a vegetarian or to not promote warfare. Do you feel like you guys were sort of ahead of the curve in terms of seeing where things were going to go?
Well, I don't know if we ever sort of thought we were ahead of the curve. I mean, looking back, I can see that maybe we were the first ones to introduce those subjects in, you know, so militant a fashion as we did. But I think, you know, really, Crass, we always saw ourselves as an information bureau, and we would introduce subjects that other bands weren't really touching on. You know, for example, the word anarchy, that was just a word that was in a Sex Pistols song, and nobody, myself included, really knew what the word meant. So when we took up that flag, you know, we were able to explain it, and people sort of got into it. And it's the same with the vegetarian thing. I mean, we were all vegetarian purely because it was a lot cheaper.
Plus, you know, you had to eat English food, so you might as well go vegetarian.
Listen, our chips ain't so bad, mate.
Now, the band's history is real interesting. I want to take a break, maybe play some music, and we'll come back. We'll talk about the origins of the band and the tie-in with the Dial House there that you guys had. Let's listen to some classic stuff off Feeding from the 5000. Come back in a minute with more Steve Ignorant. On radio,
like you want. We'll be right back.
Radio Like You Want, Sucks, Securitor, both from Feeding of the 5000, Crass's debut record. Steve Ignorant talking with us right now. Steve, tell us a little bit about the band's history, and particularly the Dial House, what that meant.
Well, the Dial House was it's a very small farmhouse tucked away in the English countryside. And Penny Rambo found it way back in 1963 or something like that. And when he found it, it was completely derelict. But, you know, the local kids had been going up there having bonfires in the front room and stuff. But it was a complete shell, you know. So he rented it off of the farmer. And sort of over the years, it took sort of two decades, and he built into this, you know, with the help of other people, built into a really lovely place to live. And I think his idea for Dial House was that it would be, he had seen a film called The Inn of the Six Happiness or something like that, and which was about a Japanese culture where in medieval times they used to have houses where travellers could stay overnight. And to pay for their food and lodging, if you were a poet, you would recite your poems, or if you were a carpenter, you'd do some carpentry for them, or if you were a cook, you would cook the food. And his idea was to build up a network of places like that across England. Unfortunately, it sort of never came to fruition, but he sort of created this idea of the open door house and it sort of did work that way. I mean, you know, I used to go there as a kid, and you know, I used to sweep up leaves and things. You know, I didn't have to, but I wanted to be involved in it. And it's always been a sort of centre for, you know, it's sort of attracted creative people. Like there was Nick Duffield used to go there with filmmaking and photographers. And for me, as a teenager from working class background, it was amazing to suddenly be talking to and meeting these people involved in the arts. You know, it's just amazing.
Now, how did that form? How did that morph into the band Crass?
Well, there'd always been a sort of musical thing going on. Obviously, there was a room with a piano in it, which became known as the rehearsal room, and people would, you know, folk bands and stuff would come over there. Part of Penny Rambo and G Vulture's background is avant-garde music from the early 70s. So there was always musical instruments around, and I used to go in there and sort of try and play the piano a little bit. So it was really quite natural that you know, when me and Penn did get together on that fateful day, you know, the drums and the microphone, but it just, as you say, morphed into, you know, organically grew into Crass.
And of course, Penny is a world-class drummer. He doesn't always get the credit that he deserves, but a lot of, you know, people who are more into music talk about that aspect of Crass.
Right, yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, I think Penn will even admit to this, he's got three sort of main drum patterns. One is the sort of military. The other one is a sort of boom-boom-tip one. And the other one is his avant-garde, smash it up, jazz bang. So it's really funny talking to Spike, the drummer I'm using at the moment, because both he and Bon Ritchie is another drummer I used for the Feeding of 5000 gigs a couple of years ago. They both had to relearn how to play the drums because Penn plays so differently.
Yeah, those are hard shoes to fill there, I bet.
Well, yeah, but the amazing thing is it's so good that they even put in the mistakes that Penn used to make, so I know exactly where I am.
I bet when you put together this latest project that you're doing, the Steve Ignorance Last Supper, that probably not all the Crass members were so happy about it, huh? Were they all on board, or did you get some blowback from them?
Certainly Penny Rambo gave his blessing this time and said, yeah, go for it. So did G. But the others I didn't even speak to. I thought, oh, you know, I'm not going to get into that argument. So I just decided to go ahead, and I felt, because I thought, well, if they sort of really dislike it that much, they'll get in touch or something, but they haven't, so I'm just going ahead with it. It's a lot easier. So I'll just go ahead and do it and take the flack afterwards.
I've always said that the best bands are dictatorships, not democracies. Am I wrong in that, Steve? I'll take that as a no.
Might be, yeah. When there's like a democracy, you have to compromise a lot, but at least you're all putting your input in. If it's a dictatorship, then you have to do what either of, you know, who's the leader of the band then. And if it is a dictatorship, then, you know, that dictator usually tends to be a bit of a twat.
Right. As I well know. But it seemed like democracy works if it's like a jazz group, say, and everybody's quite talented. But with rock bands, you know, you always had everybody demanding it to be a democracy, or they couldn't be bothered rehearsing or learning their part or coming up with anything, you know, but everybody wants it to be a democracy.
oh, that can't see what you mean. Oh no, well, with this, everybody involved in this Last Supper thing really wanted to be involved in it anyway, so that really has not been a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's everybody would want to jump on the Crass bandwagon now, but it's great talking to Steve Ignorant. We're going to go into some more music here, but we're going to come back and we're going to get into the dirty side of Crass and the Dial House right here on radio.
Like you want.
Guns and helmets and canteens, played war all the time when I was a kid. Television was always war movies. Best thing for you, you know, make a man out of you.
To the man in your life, your complexion can be the most attractive thing about you.
I think every woman deserves a beauty soap that's really rather special, don't you?
Barrage of Crass tunes right there. We start off with You Got Big Hands, Station of the Crass, Have a Nice Day from Christ the Album, and finish it up with Smother Love, Penis Envy. We have Steve Ignorant on the phone with us, and he's hitting the States with his new project, Steve Ignorant's Last Supper.
Steve, speaking of Penis Envy, I gotta hear, what was it like in the crazy wild 70s running around in England? There must have been sex and drugs aplenty. I want to hear the dirty, dirty tales of Crass right here, Steve.
The dirty bits? Well, if it's sex going around, well, people used to disappear in the bedroom, but there wasn't full-blown sort of shagging on the lawn or anything like that. Give an example, Penny Rambo's always been a one for the minute the sun comes out, he takes all his clothes off. One of the first views I had of him was bending over in front of me to pick a flower off the flower bed or something. I was like, oh.
Uh-oh. You can't get that out of your mind once the mental picture gets embroidered on your mind.
I mean, were there a lot of girls who heard, hey, wow, Crass, you guys are so great, then they showed up, saw what it was like around the house, and were just kind of like, I'm heading back to my suburban dream?
Oh, it could well have been, yeah. I think maybe they, groupies or gropies, however you put it, you know, maybe turn up, but then we were all very serious and would offer them a cup of tea, old chap, and they would run off straight away, you know.
Now, the women played a pretty important role in the band Crass. Of course, Penis Envy, the entire record, is vocals from females, and Eve Libertine contributed quite a bit. For this tour, who do you have on board for the female part?
Oh, it's a girl called Carol, and English, and she comes from Manchester in England, and she is a really superb vocalist.
Carol Hodge, we know her from the Bad Taste Barbies, great singer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the minute she came into the rehearsal room and opened her mouth, we knew she was the one.
So now you're doing Steve Ignorant's Last Summer, Crass songs between 77 and 84. What do you tell the people who say, this isn't Crass, he's just cashing in? How do you respond to that?
Well, look, if you don't want to come to the gig, don't come to the gig. You know, if you do want to come to the gig, come along. I'll be at the merchandise stall or the bar, you know, you can come and shout with me there if you want. But cashing in, no. I mean, the way I see it, you know, is, look, a couple of years ago, I did two nights at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London. It was called The Feeding of 5,000, and that was a unique one-off. And about a week after I'd done that, I kept getting these phone calls from people saying, oh, Steve, come here and, you know. But I did realise that there are a lot of people out there all over the world who never got to see Crass live. And when I realised that, you know, so many people wanted to see those songs performed live again, I thought, well, I can't do Feeding of 5,000 again, so what I'll do is, so I went on the internet, I said, look, anyone got any favourite songs you'd like me to do? And all these people came in with requests, and I'd sort of chosen those ones anyway. But for me, it's just a last chance, you know, last time ever, I'm going to perform those brilliant Crass songs live, and that's it. Once this tour is finished, I will never, ever perform Crass songs live again.
Well, that's true, because, I mean, you guys only played in the States, you only played like a handful of shows in New York once, and that was it. I mean, did you guys even perform outside of England at all, besides those shows?
Yeah, New York, we only played in New York, and that was in 1978, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who we were at that time. And then when we were cast, we played in Holland. We did a little tour in Holland and one in Germany. But then we just decided that it would be better for us just to play in England. And our agenda then was to go to, in England, all the places that other bands wouldn't go to. So we'd go to really, you'd call it the boondocks.
Sometimes with a band that's so heavily dogmatic, the fun can get lost. So I'm hoping that this will be a nice combination of fun and a lot of what Crass stood for. You get to enjoy it.
Well, yeah, I think it certainly will be. You know, I mean, a big thing for me is that, you know, as I said before, if people come to the shows, you know, I'd first like to say, no, it is not Crass coming, it's Steve Ignorant. I don't know who's been putting that out, you know, that Crass are coming, they're not. But as I said before, I will be at either the bar or the merchandise store. And if people want to come up and talk to me about Crass, that's what I'm there for. It's a chance, you know, in a funny way, it's a chance for people to see the human side of Crass, you know, the human face, and also to hear my version of it and not the Crass manifesto side of Crass.
Well, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. You guys are heading through North America here through March. When's the first date, Steve?
The first date is March the 10th.
Okay, it is. Yeah, March the 10th in New York, and then you're going to the east. You're heading Toronto, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, L.A. area, Austin, Atlanta, and Baltimore. Get the tickets while they're hot, folks.
We expect to be on the guest list with, and Steve, we want specifically you to hire women to hang out with us at the Slim Show in San Francisco.
Okay, do you want the pole dancers as well?
That's right, absolutely.
The full bow. We want the full Crass VIP experience.
That's right.
Steve, it's been so much fun talking with you two, man. I can't wait to see your shows.
Listen, you going to be at the show?
Absolutely, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, because you're putting us on the guest list, motherfucker.
Right on, motherfucker.
It's going to be a blast, Steve. We'll see you then. Thanks for talking with us.
They ask me why I'm made for why I'm bad. They tell me I've got things they never read. They tell me go to church and see the light, 'cause the good Lord's always right. So what? So what? So what if Jesus died on the cross? So what about a fucker? I don't give a toss. So what if the master walked on the water? Don't see him try to stop the slaughter. Say I wouldn't have to live from bins if I would go along and confess my sins. Say I shouldn't commit no crime, 'cause Jesus Christ is watching all the time. So what? So what? So what? He means always over my shoulder. Realize the truth as I get older. Get to see what a con he is, because it's my life, my now is. Well, they say they're gonna send me away, say they're gonna make me pay. We're sorry but you gotta go, 'cause you were naughty, you said no. So what? So what? So what if I see through the light? So what if the people I despise twist my arm and make me work? I know get the fucking jet. I know spastic lying in a street. I know superstar elite. I'm just a person. Come out, do something, we can do it tonight.
So what?
So what? Blag, what did we hear there?
Oh, man, we heard a bunch of crazy shit. We heard So What, and it isn't the version by Ministry. That was Crass. We talked to Steve Ignorant. Was that not a fascinating conversation?
That was very cool. I mean, Steve and Crass being one of those bands that when they're around, you just really never got very much information about them. You know, this is all, of course, pre-internet and all that stuff. And unless you read the hours of scribble that they put in their liner notes, that's
tweaker.
About the only, yeah, some serious tweaker content there. And don't think I didn't read a lot of that.
Back in the day, there was nothing
4
to do.
4 a.m. out there reading that Crass stuff.
That's right.
But so it was very cool to get to talk to him. And there's some people been out there maybe criticizing a little bit that this isn't Crass, this and that.
Oh, hey, it's so typical.
For fun, you know, and it's a good time to see it. I say go out and have just relax a little bit. Go out and have some goddamn fun and check out the show. It's going to be an awesome show.
That's right. It's a good time had by all. But wait a minute, I'm sensing a sort of
what?
Can you imagine?
This is too silly for a Crass show.
I'm telling you what, we always got to do this on Radio Like You Want.
It came from the garage. We're featuring the Zombies this week with a track called It's All Right With Me. Now, this came out in their debut U.S. solo release that was sort of hobbled together from their U.K. debut, but it also included tracks from their very, very rare self-titled EP. Here is the Zombies with It's All Right With Me on Radio
Like You Want.
If you wanna stay around and love me, you know it's alright with me. I'm sick and tired of being on my own. But you know I'll take no border. Who's gonna leave me tied and alone? See, I can only offer a man that's poor, with frost and debt and trouble at my door. But if you want to stay around and love me, you know it's alright with me.
No, I wouldn't give up, mate.
And if 30 million people a year are dying of hunger or of hunger-related diseases?
No, I still won't give up, mate.
While people starve elsewhere, 9/10 of the grain grown in the United States is fed to animals so that we can eat meat.
The result is that we feed pigs better than many third world countries feed people.
A lot of them should get enough food, shouldn't they? What do they spend their money on?
If they starve, innit? It's up to them. It's the way they put themselves, isn't it?
She's an effortless amnesiac. She don't listen to what she's told. Is it all an act? Is she playing you? You can't really say you don't know. She never hears a call, like a deadline's ever gone.
Yes, it's time once again for the Estrogen OD. Mike, we're going abroad for this one. Tell me all about it.
Abroad, like that. Yeah, this one's going to feature Carol Hodge, who is providing the female vocals on Steve Ignorant's Last Supper tour. Her band is called Bad Taste Barbies. And, you know, one reviewer commented on this that, quote, death on six legs, a blistering acid bath of rock and noise wrapped in a drag queen's nightmare, recommended, triple exclamation mark, Black Dahlia.
Shoulders no more. What's up with you players, man? Motherfuckers act like they scared to get down and dirty out here on these streets. But the GOP go head up every time because we G's about the situation. So San Quinn, won't you let these motherfuckers know what's up, man?
Oh, walking yes, it's the Get Low Players all the way from San Francisco. You know that the Bay rules rap, Mike, and I got to play one every week just to prove we're right here in the hood in the hate mo. San Francisco, tell them where we run Radio Like You Want from, Mike. Tell them how it's done.
RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all the details, the podcast, the set list, whatever you need. It's got the contact number. Send us some tracks. Big up to Gilberto Humar, 2 weeks in a row with the Globetrotter there. Also, a huge thanks to Steve Ignorant for coming on the show. Check out Steve Ignorant's Last Supper, hitting the States in March.
I'm with my teachers in Wisconsin, in Indiana, in Ohio. Stay out on the union picket line.
Give me the microphone and then the shelf just
greedy worldwide.